Daphne Caruana Galizia was described as a one-woman WikiLeaks. She was one of Malta's most prominent investigative journalists, known for her fearless reporting on government corruption and organized crime. She was crucial in the Panama Papers revelations last year about world leaders sheltering billions of dollars in a bank in Panama. On Monday, she was killed in Malta by a car bomb. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack yet, but her son, also an investigative journalist, says Caruana Galizia was killed because of her work and called Malta a mafia state run by crooks. Guardian reporter John Henley is in Malta. What do we know about the car bomb on Monday, John?
We know very little at the moment. We know that it was powerful enough to blow Daphne's car from the road in several pieces into an adjacent field. We've had rumors from sort of unnamed police sources that military explosive Semtex may have been used. But other than that, we know absolutely nothing except that it detonated literally about 200 yards from her house. She literally just left the house, and it was so close that Matthew, her son, who you just mentioned, heard it from the house when it went off.
Now, her son says this happened because of her work. Help us understand what that means. Was the Panama Papers investigation, was that the thing that earned her the anger of political and organized crime in Malta, or was it something else that she was looking into?
It's very hard to say. I spoke to her son, in fact, all three of her sons today, and they described this attack as not an aberration, but accumulation. They described to me the kinds of sort of harassment and intimidation that Daphne had been subjected to pretty much since she first started 30 years ago now, back in 1987. She pretty much went for everybody. She went for the Prime Minister, Joseph Muscat, two of his very closest aides, and his wife's name came up in the Panama Papers. But she also attacked the opposition leader. She attacked banks that were facilitating money laundering. She exposed links between the online betting industry and the Italian mafia. She really didn't hold back.
And in her last blog post, which interestingly was published just half an hour before she died, she signed off saying about Malta, "There are crooks everywhere you look now. The situation is desperate," which sounds pretty darn chilling. A lot of people in Malta are worried this investigation into her death won't be handled correctly. What do you think?
Well, Malta is a very strange country. It doesn't have the kind of constitutional checks and balances that many other European democracies have. The Prime Minister of Malta, whoever that is, gets to appoint the Commissioner of Police. He gets to appoint the Justice Minister. He gets to approve the magistrate, the Attorney General. So there is massive scope for executive abuse. Over the last 10 years, there have been 15 sort of mafia-style executions on Malta, including 5 car bombings in the last 2 years. None of them have been solved. There's a lot going on here. And if you listen to Daphne's sons, I mean, he basically describes a mafia state, a state where the rule of law is under severe threat, where the institutions of civil society don't work, where nobody can be sure of obtaining justice, and where his mother can be blown up in a massive car bomb.
What do you think Daphne Caruana Galizia's death has meant for Malta? Like, what's the mood today? Is this a moment of soul searching?
It really is. I mean, it's a moment of shock. And I think that a lot of people hope that this will be the trigger that leads to some kind of reform and some kind of progress, and that justice will be done for Daphne. Again, speaking this morning to her sons, they're not so confident that that will be the case. They see much of Malta's political class as effectively enabling kind of a system and a culture of what amounts to impunity.
Guardian reporter John Henley speaking with us from Valletta, the capital of Malta. Thank you very much.
Thank you.